Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. Can you claim workers' compensation for stress in Australia? This is a question many people ask when facing pressure at work, but the answer requires understanding a very specific distinction. Workplace stress is common and can affect many people at different stages of their careers. However, workers' compensation systems in Australia generally focus on whether a person has developed a recognised psychological injury, not just the experience of stress itself. Workers' compensation generally does not cover stress alone, but it may apply where work-related stress develops into a diagnosed psychological injury. This is an important distinction, as many people confuse ordinary stress, stress leave, and workers' compensation. Understanding where you sit can help you take the right next steps for your health and your career. Let's look at the difference between stress and a psychological injury. Stress is a normal response to pressure at work. It can come from workload, deadlines, conflict, or changing workplace demands. In many cases, stress is temporary and improves once the situation changes. A psychological injury in a workers' compensation claim is different. It focuses on a recognized medical condition rather than a general feeling of stress. These conditions may include anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, or adjustment disorder. A psychological injury is more than feeling stressed. It is a medically recognized condition that affects a person's ability to function, work, or manage day-to-day life. This is why workers' compensation systems look for clear medical evidence rather than general symptoms. Understanding this difference can help you identify whether what you are experiencing may fall within a workers' compensation framework. In most cases, stress alone is not enough to make a claim. A claim may be possible if your condition meets specific criteria, which usually includes having a diagnosed psychological injury such as generalized anxiety disorder, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, or adjustment disorder. The condition must be medically recognized and supported by appropriate evidence. Work must also be a significant contributing factor to the condition. This means your symptoms are linked to your work environment or experiences at work. The issue should also be reported appropriately so it can be assessed within the workers' compensation process. Workers' compensation is generally a no-fault system, meaning you do not need to prove fault in the same way as a negligence claim, but the injury still needs to meet the specific requirements of the scheme. According to Safe Work Australia, a worker may be eligible for compensation if they meet the definition of a worker and work is a significant contributing factor to the psychological injury. In short, you usually cannot claim workers' compensation for stress by itself, but you may be eligible if your symptoms have developed into a diagnosed psychological injury linked to your work. Stress may become claimable when it develops into a recognized psychological injury linked to work. This usually happens when symptoms persist or worsen over time, rather than resolving on their own. It may also become more serious when symptoms begin to affect your ability to work or manage daily life. A doctor must identify a recognized psychological condition, and there must be a clear connection between the condition and your work or workplace events. Common examples include ongoing anxiety, burnout, trauma-related symptoms, persistent low mood, or difficulty coping safely at work. These are signs that the issue may be more than ordinary stress. If you are unsure where you stand, consider whether your symptoms are ongoing, whether you are struggling to do your job, or if your sleep, mood, focus, or relationships are affected. If your doctor has raised concerns about your mental health and work conditions appear to be contributing, it may be worth seeking medical advice and exploring whether your situation meets the criteria for a claim. A clear medical diagnosis is essential for a workers' compensation claim involving psychological injury. Stress on its own is not considered a recognized diagnosis. For a claim to be assessed properly, a formal psychiatric diagnosis must be provided by a legally qualified medical practitioner or a qualified psychiatrist. This diagnosis must be recognized under the DSM-5 or DSM-5-TR and include a specific condition such as major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, PTSD, or adjustment disorder. The diagnosis must also be documented correctly on the certificate of capacity. This document is used by the insurer to understand your condition, assess your work capacity, and determine what support may be provided. If your certificate only says stress, the insurer may not have enough information to assess a psychological injury claim properly, which can lead to delays or even rejection. Your treating doctor must provide a clear medical diagnosis on the certificate of capacity to support your claim and ensure it is assessed accurately. It is also important to understand the difference between stress leave and workers' compensation. While both relate to time away from work, they serve different purposes. Stress leave usually refers to taking paid sick leave when you are unable to work due to a personal illness or condition, which may include stress. This is managed under employment entitlements and is not always linked to a work-related cause. Workers' compensation, on the other hand, is a formal injury claim system. It generally requires a diagnosed work-related condition. The focus is not only on time away from work, but also on treatment, recovery, and return to work planning. While stress leave is usually personal or sick leave with limited duration based on leave entitlements, workers' compensation may include income support, medical treatment, and professional rehabilitation focused on injury management and recovery. Work-related psychological injuries can develop from a range of workplace factors. These are not always caused by a single event and often build over time due to ongoing pressure. Common workplace factors include exposure to bullying or harassment, which can create ongoing stress and affect a person's sense of safety at work. Excessive workload or unrealistic deadlines can also contribute to mental strain, especially when there is limited opportunity to recover. An unsafe or hostile work environment may increase anxiety and reduce a person's ability to function effectively. Exposure to traumatic incidents, particularly in high-risk roles, can also have a lasting psychological impact. Lack of support from management or colleagues is another factor, as stress can escalate when there is no proper guidance or communication. In many cases, psychological injury develops from cumulative pressure rather than a single issue. However, not every stressful workplace experience leads to a valid workers' compensation claim. Eligibility depends on whether the situation meets the requirements for a work-related psychological injury. One important consideration is reasonable management action. Under workers' compensation rules, certain actions taken by an employer may not be considered compensable if they are carried out in a reasonable way. Examples of reasonable management action may include performance management processes, disciplinary steps, organizational changes, or redundancy procedures. These situations can be stressful, but they may not meet the criteria for a claim on their own. Each situation is assessed based on its specific circumstances, and in some cases, a claim may still be considered if the impact goes beyond what is expected or if other contributing factors are present. If a psychological injury is accepted under workers' compensation, support may be available to help with recovery and return to work. This can include weekly income support if your capacity to work is affected, providing financial stability while you focus on recovery. Treatment and medical support may also be covered, including GP visits and psychology or psychiatric care where approved. Workplace rehabilitation and return to work planning are also key components. These services aim to support a gradual and safe transition back to work based on your current capacity. Support is often coordinated between your treating providers, employer, and insurer to ensure a consistent approach. The goal is not only claim management, but helping the worker recover, function, and return to safe daily activity and work where possible. It can be difficult to know when work stress has moved beyond something temporary, but seeking support early can help prevent symptoms from becoming more serious. You may consider getting support if your symptoms are ongoing or worsening over time, or if you notice a drop in your ability to work or manage daily tasks. Changes in your home life, relationships, or overall well-being are also important signs. If you are unsure whether what you are experiencing is temporary stress or something more serious, speaking with a healthcare professional can help clarify your situation and identify the right next steps. Early support can make a real difference to both recovery and claim outcomes. Recovering from a work-related psychological injury can feel complex, but having the right support in place can make the process more manageable. Oz Rehab provides support through workplace rehabilitation psychological injury services that focus on recovery, function, and a safe return to work. This includes structured return to work planning tailored to your current capacity, helping you gradually rebuild confidence and independence. Where appropriate, support may also include activities or daily living assessments to understand how your condition affects everyday function. Coordination between your GP, psychologist, employer, and insurer helps ensure everyone is working toward the same recovery goals. Oz Rehab focuses on practical rehabilitation support rather than claim decisions. It does not determine eligibility for workers' compensation, but supports recovery, function, and return to work planning once support is in place. If work-related stress is affecting your health, function, or ability to work, getting the right support early can make recovery more manageable. Clear guidance and structured support can help you regain confidence and move forward safely. Oz Rehab works with injured workers, treating providers, employers, and insurers to support practical recovery and return to work outcomes. The focus is on helping you rebuild function and return to daily activities in a way that is safe and sustainable. You can contact Oz Rehab by calling 1-300-391-947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com. You can also visit the website to speak with the team and get support with recovery planning. To conclude, let's go over some frequently asked questions. First, what conditions can qualify as a psychological injury at work? A claim may involve conditions such as anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, or adjustment disorder. These must be medically recognized conditions that affect a person's ability to function. Second, what does workers' compensation cover? It may cover weekly income support, medical care such as psychology or psychiatric services, and workplace rehabilitation to support a safe reintegration into work. Third, what is reasonable management action? This refers to steps taken by an employer in a fair and appropriate way, such as performance reviews or disciplinary action. These may be stressful but often do not meet the criteria for a claim. Fourth, can anxiety or depression lead to a claim? Yes, if the condition is diagnosed by a qualified professional and is significantly related to work. Fifth, who can provide a diagnosis? A diagnosis must be provided by a qualified healthcare professional, such as a GP, psychologist, or psychiatrist, and must be clearly documented to support a claim. Finally, when should you seek workplace rehabilitation support? You should consider it when symptoms are ongoing and affecting your ability to work or manage your daily life. Early support from providers like Oz Rehab can improve recovery outcomes and support a safe return to work. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.